to start, press any key. Where's the any key?
The entire world will beg to bow before me, their charismatic despot.
I call that bold talk for a one-eyed fat man.
Check it out, man, on the roof.
Wow, does that bring back any memories for anybody? Any memories? No.
Is it supposed to bring back memories for
that
me?
That was our very first intro.
Oh, I knew that sounded familiar.
That was the intro to the very first show.
Oh, hey.
Wait, what just happened?
What are you doing?
I don't know. We're still recording.
Apparently, we need to keep that as our intro because Brad needs to have the intro with what's his name, Homer, saying where's the start key. That's perfect. we need to put that on one of our sound bites.
Oh, to press any key
to make volume sound. Push it up. Turn it up.
Gee, thank you.
Jeez. Oh, I forgot about that. Yeah. Huh.
So that was,
I did have to listen to that first show.
Yeah.
A couple times, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, well, it got trashed and restarted and trashed and restarted. Well, it's back.
What's back?
Not just the intro. The first show is back.
Oh, no.
And I'll tell you how to get it right after this.
Rolling down the freeway with a rag top down. I got a shuffle on the radio with Brad Bass. And I got two blind squirrels in the morning. Two blind squirrels at night. Oh yeah, two blind squirrels in the morning. Radio on demand, it's all right.
And on today's show, we're going to talk about special editions, some old shows, and the return of the jazzy ending.
Two blind squirrels in the morning, people radio on demand, it's all right.
Well, we had a little snafferoony there with our calls. We have learned the metal. We have tested the metal.
Okay.
Of our new intern, Stavine. He sent us the calls for the week.
Uh-huh.
But now, I'm not blaming. Okay, first of all, we're not placing blame because that ain't what I'm trying to do here.
Right.
I'm trying to brag on the guy. Oh. So he sent me the calls for the week, but only on one call.
Oh, okay.
He sent me like the whole list of what each call was, mm-hmm, and how long it was and all, mm-hmm, that great stuff that he does. But
so
then,
you're not going to make him the former intern?
No, not yet. Okay. He's still got his job.
He's still good.
Because he sent it to me like a week ago, like on Monday or Tuesday, uh-huh, and we're recording on Friday.
Right. Okay.
So he sends them to me way early. Okay. And I didn't check the attachment. They just sit there in my inbox going, okay, I got them.
You know, uh-huh.
Didn't bother to look at them or anything, mm-hmm, until tonight, mm-hmm, right before I went to record.
Mm-hmm.
So I got
genius.
So I got on my handy dandy phone and I sent him a text page saying, didn't get all the calls. Only got one call out of the email, you know. And he's like, you're supposed to be on date night. I'm like, yeah.
He's, well, we switched.
Yeah, we switched till tomorrow night. So, because we're watching other people's children tonight.
Mm-hmm.
So he says, when are you recording next? I said, tonight, right now. He goes, I'll send them to you again in 2 minutes. I was like, oh, genius.
See?
Genius.
DG would have been out and about having...
He would have been 14 hours behind us.
Well, oh yeah, I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that
would have been at least 14 hours before we got him.
Yeah. He'd have been at work, galloping around with his newfound fame.
Yeah, he's like famous and stuff.
I know. I mean, like
more than we are.
Nah. No. No.
Yeah.
That can't happen.
No. Sorry.
Uh-uh. No, yeah, we're way more famous than DG.
You think so?
Uh-huh.
He's been on like real radio.
Yeah, but we're like three times his age.
Does it make us more famous?
So we've been around longer, so we're famous.
Oh, we're playing the age card now. Yeah, we're trumping him. Yeah, you got real time radio.
I'm old.
I gave birth to a child. There you go. Mm-hmm. Faith's gonna play that one. Dang, get off that one. Just right off the bat, wham.
Yeah, you can't even touch that.
Which brings up.
Yeah.
dominance.
What about dominance?
Well, the women's
they haven't won gold yet.
Beach volleyball. Yes, they won gold.
Oh, the beach volleyball. Yes.
Beach volleyball.
Yes, I watched it.
They won gold, and they were total dominance the entire Olympics.
They won 108. They've gone 108 games without losing.
They haven't even lost a set.
No, haven't even lost a set.
Not even a set. Not the match. No. The set.
They've not lost a game or a set in over a year. Now it's been over a year now.
So that's total dominance.
A little over a year. Yeah, you think?
Total dominance. So my question is,
do you think
is,
as many people would watch beach volleyball if they wore shorts and a t-shirt?
I would.
Do you think other people would?
I don't know. Well, it was what Bob Costa said. He says it makes it more
thought.
It makes it more enjoyable.
Huh.
That's what he said.
Yeah, but at least they could get attractive swimsuits. They're not even attractive.
I don't think that's the point. I think the point is they're playing on the beach.
Well, I understand the point, but they're ugly.
We don't want to get into a contest with the... Do you seriously want them to get into a contest?
No.
With their bathing suits?
No.
Because you know where that would go.
No.
Yeah. Well, let's not make it worse. So anyway...
I'm just saying, if they let me design them, they'd at least be sporty, but nice.
Gotcha.
Just saying.
Okay.
You know. I just saying.
I understand.
Okay. Keep going. It's all right. Whatever.
So they got me to thinking.
Oh, you were thinking?
Yes.
You think?
Sometimes.
Huh.
What are you totally dominant at? They are totally dominant at volleyball, right?
Uh-huh.
Beach volleyball, their thing, right? What are you dominant at?
Yeah, I got nothing.
What?
Totally dominant.
Totally dominant.
I haven't,
dominant.
Like, not lost a game in a year.
Totally dominant. Me and you are dominant at podcasting.
Okay.
We are dominant. We are dominant podcasters.
Alrighty then.
Not dominatrix, but just
dominating.
Dominant. Just dominant podcasters.
Dominant podcasters.
We've podcasted through winter, snow, rain, sickness, health. I mean, what?
Heat. Children. Oh, that's the biggest one of all.
Big John, Gracie.
Yeah.
We've podcasted through it all.
We even made it through Mark. There you go.
Hey, don't be slamming Mark.
I'm not slamming Mark.
Why are you slamming Mark?
I'm not.
Because
he's so mellow and he wasn't any issue at all, you know.
Yeah, he's pretty cool.
I know. He just hangs out and listens. Or he did.
Yeah. He got upset because I called him Nigel.
Why'd you call him Nigel?
I don't know. Because I couldn't think anything else. He wanted a nickname. I'm like, okay. So,
Don't you have to earn your nickname?
Well, that's what I told him.
Don't you have to be around a little, and develop a personality before you start giving out nicknames?
I was kidding him, and I called him Nigel Vacuum Cleaner Jones or something like that. And it's from Monty Python. And he was like, he didn't appreciate
that.
You got to be around here for a while to earn a nickname. DG didn't get a nickname at first. Yeah, I did. I said that.
Mm-hmm.
And then right off the bat,
yeah,
this guy named Chris joins.
Yeah, and you gave him Crisco.
Because he's Catholic, see?
Yeah, I get it.
Crisco.
Yeah, I get it.
So right off
the bat. Thank you for explaining that, though. I wasn't sure I understand it.
So he got his nickname just like, ba-boom.
Yeah, but he wrote like a big, long,
He set the standard for introductions.
I mean, and Carol then followed it with a great introduction.
Yeah. You want to see who that is? We better go see who that is. We're going to pause the show while Faithly goes and answers the phone. And we'll be back. Because you won't know that because you'll still be here because I'm just going to pause the show. So it's like instantaneous to you, except the fact that I'm still talking. Okay, I'm pausing the show now. And we're back. That was a quick call. Who was that?
Your mom and I just had this conversation the other day. These people call. This is the very last chance that you're going to have. Your auto warranty is expiring. No, it's not.
Hey, are we on the no-call list?
And how is it my last chance since you've called 20 times in the past month? How is that my last chance?
Hey.
I mean, come on.
This show is all over the place. But do you know that guy on television who does the Sham Wow commercials?
Yeah, I love him.
I love that guy.
You know what he looks like? He looks like Bob.
Bob?
No. No, Norm.
Norm?
Was it Norm on Tool Time?
Why does he look like that guy?
I don't know. He just does. He reminds me of him.
Doesn't look like that guy at all.
I know, but he reminds me of him.
Okay. Whatever. Okay. I love him.
Why do you love him?
Well, because he looks at you and he points both of his fingers at you and he says, ShamWow. And he points both of his fingers at you and he's got that funky hair.
Oh, wait a minute. You're talking about the Sham guy?
Talking about the oxygen.
I'm talking about the OxyClean guy.
No, not that guy.
I like him too.
ShamWow guy.
The Hercules hook.
That has the little microphone. Yeah, the little
What's that about?
That he has right there. And
how come it's always when we're going to bed that commercial is on?
And the other thing.
What is that about? And why is it that this is your last chance?
Yeah, he says, we can't do this all day. If you call in the next 10 minutes, we can't do this all day.
We'll do it every night at the same time.
So I have to call it like 9, 10, 10, 10, whatever it is, every night?
Yeah,
is
that the it's exact. What did they buy one time slot?
I don't know.
10 minutes after 10.
I don't know.
Every night.
ShamWow. He beats it down. Yeah. Says, Look at that. Already picking it up. You know, not even doing
anything.
Soaked
up all the coffee.
I just poured the coffee down and got the ShamWow out.
Do they not
have look at it. It's already soaked up half the coffee. I didn't even touch the word. I just got it out of the bag.
I mean, amazing.
Osmosisly.
Yeah. Do they not have a boom guy that holds the microphone? They have to have a little headset. What is that about?
I love that. I think he just wears
that. What are you, a fitness trainer?
No, that's not what they're recording. That's just, he walks around with that all the time.
Oh, that's just his thing.
That's his
shtick.
It's his cell phone thing or whatever, his Bluetooth.
It's not a Bluetooth. It's like a fitness trainer's headset that they wear when they're doing workout videos.
When I was
videos.
A kid, I dated this girl who had a Bluetooth.
Huh. You sure it was blue and it wasn't black? You're colorblind, it could have been black and rotten.
Okay, look blue to me.
Didn't you date a girl that had really bad breath and you really thought she was really pretty, but you had to break up with her because she had bad breath and you couldn't kiss her?
I did once break up with a girl because she had bad breath. I won't mention no names because... In my luck, she's listening. I tried
but she
everything.
No, you
her
didn't
sarts.
Tell her that.
No, I wasn't rude.
No, but you would give her gum and stuff all
I
the
gave
time.
Her gum and certs.
Oh, man,
and
it didn't help.
No, nothing would kill it. And come to find out, my dad tells me after I broke up with her, my dad tells me that it was probably tonsils because they say tonsils gives you
like she needs
halitosis.
To get her tonsils taken out.
Huh. Yeah, if you've got your tonsils are bad,
or you just need to brush your tongue.
No, I mean, I don't think that's
what
it was.
Oh, it was bad.
Yeah, because she had good hygiene everywhere else. Stop. Okay, stop.
He didn't know.
I was 17. So I'm just saying, she took care of herself.
She was well kept, yes.
Yes, but. Just couldn't kiss her. I was like, oh. So,
let me think. There's anybody? Oh, there was a guy I dated once. He was a really sloppy kisser. That grossed me out. It was the end of him.
We're not talking about your kissing stories, okay? This is not this kind of show. Now.
Seriously. We're talking about your girl with bad breath. We're not.
That's
no.
Different.
Oh,
that's
it's different. How is that different?
You brought it up.
I see how it's different.
I don't want to hear about it. That's how it's different.
Okay, dominant. What are you dominant in?
What are you dominant in? I'm dominant in podcasting. I'm dominant in snoring. And I'm dominant in spades.
42? You're not going to go 42?
I'm not dominant in 42. I'm good at 42.
Yeah.
I'm very good at 42. That's a Texas domino game, in case you people out there don't know. But I'm not dominant.
But you are dominant at spades.
I am dominant at spades. Nobody can beat me ever. If I have a partner that's worth anything. I mean, if you'll just be consistently bad, as long as you're consistent, I win.
Really?
Yep.
Interesting.
That's how
I will
good
put that
I
to
am.
The test because I'm a terrible card player. So I will be your partner.
As long as you're consistent.
I can't guarantee that. Terrible card player. I guess I can be consistently bad.
You can be consistently bad. I can teach you in 5 minutes how to be consistently
bad. I don't like to play cards.
If you don't know how to play spades,
not a big card player.
What you need to do, if you're not good at it, you don't know how to play, when you're playing with somebody, before you sit down and play with them, you tell them, and this is not cheating, you just tell them ahead of time, I'm going to bid however many spades I have. That's all you have to say. And the other person goes, okay. And then you just, you play accordingly.
Sounds like cheating to me.
It's not cheating.
That's cheating.
No, it's not cheating.
But then they know what you have. That's cheating.
It's not. No, it's not cheating because that name of the game is spades. Hello. You can't say in the middle of the game, I have four spades.
Well, that's what you're saying that to say.
But you're just saying, I suck. And so here's all I do is I bid however many spades I have. If you tell them beforehand, then you're good.
Mm. I don't know. What am I dominant in?
You are dominant. We already talked about podcasting.
Okay.
You're dominant.
I wouldn't really put that on my list.
You have a dominant sense of humor. Nobody can beat you when it comes to this, your sense of humor.
You mean what I think is funny?
Yes.
Okay, that's just because I think you're funny. That's where you're going here.
Well,
I get a kick out of life, you know?
You are a dominant prayer warrior. Well, you're not like an intercessory prayer person.
No, I'm not an intercessory prayer, but I do pray all day long.
And you are dominant in the fact that you pray for me consistently, and it makes a big difference.
I do.
You are dominantly after the heart of the Lord.
Well, so are you.
I am.
Yeah.
But you're dominant at.
Huh. Well, thank you.
Yeah. You are dominantly beautiful.
Wow.
And when I say dominant, I mean dominantly beautiful. That's what I'm saying.
Oh.
I'm saying you kick anybody else's keister. Just bow wow. Just like that. It's like whoop bow. Just like it's like walking in the room, bow. That's what I'm saying. Your big party, everybody
funny
dressed to the
effect.
Nines. You come in, whoop bow.
Huh.
That's all I'm saying.
Okay, I'm gonna look for that sound next time.
Well, you don't hear the sound. It's an emotional. You can look at you can see it on everybody's faces.
Oh, okay, I got you.
She's like, oh, because all these women are in there, and then you walk in, you're like, oh, they're all like, well, I tried. I mean, it's like, you know, bow.
Oh,
okay, so
my.
But my question is that what are you,
the listener, dominant at?
Dominant at. So send us your comments. Tell us what you're dominant at. I know what. You know, I like some of our listeners are dominant at.
What's that?
Well, the chipmunk.
Mm-hmm.
He's dominant at his midnight phone calls.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that the truth?
Nobody can top him on that.
No, nobody can.
All right, well.
He is dominantly crazy.
He is. We are going to have to be consistent on our times here.
Oh,
let's
yes,
talk
sir.
About, let's move on real quickly to the special editions and the return of the Jazzy Chaz. Remember we played at the beginning of the show, we played the original intro to the very first show.
Yes. Why'd we do that?
Because as part of the 1,000 show project.
Yes.
You remember Brian Bridges?
Yeah.
He requested that we sell, that we put our 1,000 shows on a DVD and sell it.
Right.
And I said, I don't know about all that, but I will try to get them together and send them to you.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that ain't going to happen, Brian. You send me a... I got them together.
Oh, man.
Okay. I got them all together. I got them from Chaz. Got them off his massive hard drive. Put them on my massive hard drive. Or my external, you know, mega drive.
Right.
And then I had to go through and I had to weed out all the junk and the promos and the half shows and the missed shows and the, you know, and all that kind of stuff.
Right.
I had to get all that done. Then I had to name them consistently so that they would go in order.
Seriously. When did you do all this?
Over the last... Since I got them from him over the last couple of weeks.
Oh, okay.
I've been kind of work chiseling at it. Well, I finally finished it up today.
Oh.
And there was about 20 shows that didn't have the year at the beginning of the name. They had the year at the end of the name, which causes them to sort differently than everything else.
Ah.
So I had to go through and kind of change those. And so I did that, and I got them all to sort correctly. And then I said, okay, I'm ready. I'm ready to start burning these things off, you know.
Right.
I don't have a DVD burner.
Okay.
I mean, I do in the for the television, but I don't on one of my laptops.
Okay.
So I was just going to burn them a CD, and figured I'd, you know, I mean, a DVD is like 4 gig, and it's like five CDs.
Okay.
So you know, this that you know five CDs, five CDs, that's fine. So I get it together, and I sort them and I count them up. First of all, the first thing I did was count how many shows there were, because there's supposed to be 1,000.
Right.
There's like 979. Oops.
Oh.
Oopsie. We kind of jumped the gun here a little bit. Oh, well, who's counting?
Oh, well.
So nobody else caught it.
Nobody else caught it either.
Fine. I told you, you wouldn't have known.
Right.
So,
you told me not to tell.
I know. I told you and I said, don't tell anybody that I told. Well, I'd be dishonest if I didn't tell.
Okay.
So, still, it was around about the 1,000th show, and there, you know, anyway, So that's the first thing I did. The second thing I did was to figure out how many CDs I was going to need or how many shows were going to fit on per CD. Well, the problem is when we first started doing these shows, mm-hmm. we were recording them at some weird megahertz. We thought it was like an excellent quality because we had no clue what we were doing.
Right, right.
What it boiled down to.
Right.
So most of these shows I don't know how to put this. They were large file sizes.
Okay.
That's what I'm trying to say. And I'm trying to get an example here. Here we go. They were like 20 meg a piece instead of like 5, which is what they are now. So they were pretty large. And
that's just because you recorded
36,
it
29.
In a different way.
It was the way they were recorded. Now, I could technically bring each show back into Audacity.
Seriously.
Export it as a WAV file, then levelate it just like I do the shows today, then pass it back to the
media. But since you have a life, you're not going to do that.
I'm not going to do that. Yeah. Not 900 shows. No.
No.
And it's like 8, you know, it's like 700 shows really. Well, I mean, I guess when we changed it, it's still hundreds of shows
right.
instead of
whatever
tens yeah. of shows. So, yeah, I'm not going to do that. And so I got to looking at how big, you know, how much room I would need and all that to fit everything. It's 15 gig of shows. It's 15 gig of shows. 15 gig of shows. So.
There's going to be no.
There's not going to be any. No.
There's going to be no special edition.
That's like
Two Blind Squirrels.
That's like 22 CDs.
Commemorative DVD.
It's 22 CDs. I might get one burnt for Brian Bridges, but that's it. That's all she wrote. So if you would like to send me a Mega Drive, I'll be happy to copy them over for you.
There you go.
But what I did do was I came up with this plan. We've got this thing going where a lot of people are not able to listen to our shows every day, so they get behind. I mean, I hear this from like everybody. I'm behind, you know, I'll get caught up eventually. So they're not really getting current on shows, and sometimes they end up skipping shows to kind of just, you know what, I'm just going to skip and start.
You don't
fresh.
Skip. There's no skipping.
You might miss
what
something.
What are you? You don't skip. Hello. Listen. Dude, you like to know something about me? I am a list person. And I, okay.
Oh boy, here we go.
And I make a list. And when I go to the grocery store, even if I see something at the store that I'm going to buy that wasn't on my list, and I said, oh, I need that, I will write it on my list and cross it out. I will write it, then immediately cross it out. So it's on my list. So, I would not skip a show. I'm not the kind of person who would skip a show. You might miss something.
That's right, Jim. Ooh, boy.
Just saying.
Be nice to chat with Brad.
Your theme song.
This is your cross.
I was going to edit that today. I forgot. Anyway, I wanted to just get that part about you, you know, the chorus of that.
Yes.
But anyway, so there are people, there are probably a lot of people out there who really only get to listen to one or two shows a week. I know. But they get frustrated because they get behind and blah, blah, blah. So I thought about doing a special edition show once a week. Now, this is not a show that we set aside to be a special edition. This is a show at the end of the week, after we get through recording, we decide which one is the special edition.
Oh, okay.
That's the one that you have to listen to. That's the must hear for that week. You see what I'm saying?
Ah, yes.
And so that way
how do we decide they're all so good?
I know. And sometimes maybe that can even change. I mean, sometimes.
Unless you ask me when we get done recording. When we get done recording, I'm like, yeah, I'm bored. That bored me.
Some shows will do that to
they
me
bore
as well.
That bored me. How could that be exciting to anybody?
But not this show. Not this one.
No, no, this is the special edition.
No.
That's what we're going to say at every show. This is a special edition show.
It's a special edition show. No, we'll probably decide at the end of the night which is the special edition show. And that way you know, and then I'll mark it with a category.
Mm-hmm.
And you can go to My Life. You can go to Two Blind Squirrels.
Yes. And, that's who we are.
Yes. And you can actually click on the special editions and you can get that. Now, I'm going to try to set up a separate.
Fancy.
Yeah. I'm going to try to set up a separate RSS feed for that.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't figured out how to do that yet.
Okay.
So just so you know. But so that they're both, so that it gets included in both feeds, you know. Okay. I'll work on that.
Whatever.
Yeah. But for right now, they're just going to be marked with the category special edition. And I may put special edition in the title. I've played around with that idea. Not of the actual MP3, but of the show. So that if it's appearing in somebody's web blog or if they're somebody's reader or something, they know which one is the special edition.
Gotcha.
Anyway, so in the process of thinking through that.
Right. Well, you've just been busy.
I went ahead and thought, well, what are the must-hears of...
Oh, no.
Our shows.
Uh-huh.
And I thought of basically three that really popped out to me. Well, four that really popped out to me. One of them I'd already marked a special edition, and that was the What We Believe show.
Okay.
Got a lot of comments on that, by the way. A lot of feedback on that. I was very encouraged by everybody's comments and feedback about the What We Believe show.
Can we
show.
Have the one where you get electrocuted?
I did that, yes. The shocking show. I did the one where I get electrocuted. Thank you, everybody. Anyway, so I did that one. I did the Build-A-Bear one,
mm-hmm.
which Tim talks about a lot.
Oh, man, that's early.
Oh, yeah. Whew. That was very early. And then I did the very first show.
Oh, boy. Aren't you embarrassed to put that out there?
It is really bad.
I'm embarrassed for you.
I put in the comments, it's a $1.99 all-you-can-eat buffet bad. Just so you know.
Ooh, I'm going to hear it again.
But for those...
I'm going to laugh and heckle. I'm heckling you.
You can barely understand it because our mics are so bad. It needs to be levelated. But anyway, so I did that. I did put those in there. I did a couple of other special editions that I thought people would need to hear. I don't know. But if you have recommendations of which shows should be in the special editions that you think everybody should hear,
mm-hmm.
let me know and I'll see if I can dig them up. Especially if you have the date, that's very helpful because looking through the MP3s, I can't see the titles of the shows or what's in them. So if you have a date and of your favorite show or just a show that you think everybody who listens to this show should hear, then I'll put it in special editions. Also, I will take feedback from the community at the forums, mildministry.org/forums. I'll take feedback there about what should be a special edition show.
Okay. Not all of them. You got to be picky.
I know, but some people are just, you know, like, I can't pick. They're all so great.
Oh, yeah.
I listen to them 24 hours a day. I have them on repeat.
That's why they're behind.
Did you just call them a behind?
Mm-hmm.
You can't call my listeners a behind.
I said they are behind.
Oh. No, those people aren't behind. That's DG. He does that. He just walks around listening to us. That's all he does.
I know.
It's sad.
It's hard to be famous, I told you.
He needs a life. Okay, the jazzy ending. Last week we tried an experiment. I said I've been praying about it, and I just felt led to sort of make the ending more spontaneous, or you know, for me,
mm-hmm.
versus playing the Charles ending, the jazzy ending.
The Roman Road
that me and Chaz did together. I figured for a lot of people who are new listeners to the show, they wouldn't understand, well, who's this guy talking at the end? And I don't know. It's just, I'm praying about everything that surrounds the show and mm-hmm. everything that surrounds the ministry right now. I'm trying to place my goal, and I said this to the leadership on our leadership call on Monday, and that is, or Tuesday, whenever it was, that I'm trying, my goal right now, my theme right now in the ministry, my prayer right now in the ministry is to make sure that we're in a place where the Lord can bless us.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I'm working towards. And so I'm just praying about everything. And that was one of the things I prayed about. So it was one of the things I tried last week. And it didn't work.
Well, there you go.
People like the ending.
Well, it's a good ending. I didn't like how it
felt. I just can't believe.
It felt strange. I did like what you said, though. I think you should keep that. What was it? What was it that you'd say?
I'd say, the Lord loves you. Love him back.
Yeah, I like that. You should fit that in somehow.
Okay, well, I already have Vios Candias. I have to have two and then that and then... Okay.
You could fit it in somewhere else.
Sure, I can fit it in. The Lord loves you. Love him back.
See? Told you.
And so ends another Two Blind Squirrels episode with your favorite squirrel in mine, Miss Faith McFadden. Isn't she cute? She's dominantly... cute and infectiously beautiful.
Aren't you sweet? You're dominantly sweet to me.
I am.
Mm-hmm. And handsome and kind.
Oh, I might play the Wilkerson alert.
And funny.
Oh, you know what?
You're dominantly funny.
We have to go now. So here is your regular ending to our show. I hope you enjoy it. And we'll talk to you tomorrow. Bios con Dios.
Two blind squares are gooder than pie.
This show was sponsored by the grace of Jesus Christ. If you'd like to have your life sponsored by the creator of the universe, then go to a Bible near you and turn to Romans 3:23, where it says, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." But what does this mean? It means that before a holy and perfect God, we are all broken. If you know this to be true, then you must admit that you are a sinner. Sin separates us from God and prevents us from being in His presence. Now, once you've admitted you are a sinner, you must be willing to turn from sin. In Romans 6:23, it says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Jesus Christ our Lord." So how do we become right with God? We need a way to be forgiven for our sins, and that way is through the sacrifice and raising up of Jesus Christ. In Romans 5:8, it says, "But God demonstrates His own love for us in this: while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." Through prayer, invite Jesus into your life to become your personal Savior. It says in Romans 10:10, "For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you confess and are saved." It also says in Romans 10:13, "For whoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." If you know these things in your heart, then here's an example of what you might pray. "Dear God, I am a sinner and I need forgiveness. I believe that Jesus Christ shed His blood and died for my sin. I'm willing to turn from sin, and I ask Jesus to come into my heart and my life as my personal Savior." Open yourself up to the infinite grace of God, and it will change your life for eternity. This offer is non-refundable. Valid in all states. No further purchase is necessary.